Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Bachelorette Wrap-Up Show. I'm Amy, here as always with the lovely Haley Strong. Haley, how are you doing tonight?
I'm good. I'm well-fed, as opposed to last week. Sorry we're a little late this week. We were planning on recording right after Monday's episode, so you could have two podcasts this week. But in typical Haley Strong fashion, Monday morning there is a big storm here, and our internet tower, it got struck by lightning, so it knocked out our internet all day. And I got home at 7:45, and I tried to get on the internet, and I realized it wasn't working. And I texted Amy immediately, being like, I don't know if we could do the podcast tonight.
Yeah, probably not gonna work to record. And it affected your social media presence as well, I'm sure.
It did. A lot of people tweeted me being like, where are you? Which was so wonderful and nice. And I have a really bad data plan, so I couldn't even live tweet. But I was live noting. I wrote it on my iPad. And then when the internet did come back at about 9:15, I tweeted that out. And then Tuesday, we kind of figured we would be able to record on our usual day. Mm-hmm. I ended up having to work, and I got home around 9:00. So I only watched about half the episode. And then Wednesday, you went to a baseball game. How was that?
Well, I had good seats, but
you
seats. That would be even better for you if they were playing the Blue Jays, because it was the visiting side, you know, it was on the visitor dugout, but they were playing the Braves, so that wasn't too exciting. But I got a free beer stein for the first 10,000 people, so that was good.
Oh my God, I love the giveaways. They're my favorite.
Yes.
But now the Blue Jays are good at baseball, so it gets harder and harder to get those giveaways. Last year my boyfriend and I, we went for the Jose Bautista one, and we got there at 9:30, and we were right near the front. We got it no problem. We went this year for the Josh Donaldson one, and we got there at 8:30, and we were pretty far back already. And then there was just
a game
one
starting at what time?
One.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
And the gates opened at 11.
Mm-hmm.
And then so this late, I think it was this past Sunday, Kevin Pillar had his bobblehead day, and people were lined up at 7:30 in the morning.
Oh, my gosh. That's Black Friday.
And for a bobblehead.
Yeah. They just want to eBay it.
Yeah, really.
You want to keep
that. Yeah. No, I keep mine. No. I have a little collection. Nice. And whenever I knock my bookshelf, all my bobbleheads bobble along. It's really cute.
That's awesome.
But anyway, so here we are on Thursday.
Two episodes to talk about.
Yeah, we have two episodes to talk about. So instead of getting two podcasts, you'll just get a slightly longer one, I guess.
Mm-hmm. It'll be a Chad segment on mental law.
Yeah.
The longer version.
It'll take up half the episode, and we'll still not be sure what happened.
Yeah. And we'll have all dated somebody's exes.
Mm-hmm.
So, way back on Monday, we start out, we still don't know who she's getting rid of out of the four, because we had the cliffhanger. I was sure that there's no way she's getting rid of Luke, because she already said, I have to get rid of Luke. So I'm like, there's no way they would tell us who she's getting rid of. And then she got rid of Luke. I was totally blindsided. How about you?
I was also blindsided. Kudos to you, The Bachelor / The Bachelorette, for actually taking us by surprise for once.
Yeah.
It was there in plain sight. Usually when we get told on the show that something's going to happen, it doesn't. Mm-hmm. And so we, believe that it wasn't going to happen. And then it happened. And Luke looked just as shocked as us.
Yeah. He was just shell-shocked. And then, I don't know, I just felt bad for him, and I still don't get it. And it seemed like even Chris Harrison is playing the part of not understanding it in the mental law. It just seemed like he wasn't ready to go, that
and
JoJo wasn't ready.
She was devastated. It was who's the guy from Desert Season?
Hmm. I don't know.
That really cute one.
Oh,
that we
Brooke.
Brooks. I knew had an S on the end.
Yeah. Sounds
Brooks
like a last
left.
Name.
Yeah. When
just well.
Yeah. Des or JoJo was as upset as Des was when
she was the
Brooks
one letting him go. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Shouldn't that tell her something?
I know.
So weird. And then, we'll get to Chase, but it's why couldn't she just flip it around? She just couldn't go off script. She was oh, I already made up my mind.
she had made up her mind and was like, no, Luke said, I love you last. So he goes first, yeah. Which is like not the best rationale, in my opinion. And I'm not there. So who am I to judge? But it just seemed wacky.
Apparently, she not only is like words of affirmation, which she keeps saying, but she's also like words in sequence. Like you have to say a certain word in the right order or she's not going to be into it. Because I thought, isn't it more unique that Luke is saying things like, my heart is yours. Like that sounds more romantic to me than just like someone saying I love you way too soon. Because yeah, that's like, and what's wrong really, with you?
When Luke was saying it, it really felt like it meant something.
Mm-hmm.
And like what he was saying, it was like, you know, I thought it had an impact, right. But it wasn't the words I love you. And I guess JoJo needed to hear that rather than like some actual like, I don't know, words that made sense instead of like yeah. Bobby, like trying to F around a pool table and being like, I love you.
Yeah.
Like exactly. It just every time, even now when Robbie says it, he that's sounds great. Like he's trying to convince her mm-hmm. and like she's convinced, but like, I'm not.
No, that's why we never thought that he was final two material.
Like, he's in the final two. Like, yeah. How did this happen?
I know.
How did this happen?
I don't know. He was my second to last draft pick, number 7. I was just like, I guess he looks semi-normal. He's not the Santa Claus, so I'll take him, you know? And no, he's there. Nope. He's hanging
yeah,
in.
Yeah, he's there. He's wow. Hanging in.
Hmm. So say goodbye to Luke. We're down to the 3. And they go to Thailand. Where
they make a return to Thailand. Yeah. Where
good luck for Sean and Catherine.
Yeah, exactly. So I love seeing Thailand. I've always wanted to go. I love looking at it. Mm-hmm. I think it is a romantic destination amid all of like the sweatiness.
Mm-hmm.
How did you feel about their return to Thailand?
I thought that was a good choice. I think she's gotten really good destinations this year. So
yeah.
Can't get mad at those. Just I'm not that excited about her final 3 at this point and then down to her final 2. I know some people are like, oh, why are you negative or whatever? But it's just like, it's not like we're negative about the show. We don't like these certain picks and we love to hear from people who have different views.
Or tell us like why you like
a lot of people
are not
as
in
we
on
had
it.
Last week. We got a lot of people that couldn't decide which one sucked the most. They're like, they all suck.
Yeah, and I feel like this onslaught of Luke love didn't even come until not last week, but the hometowns. It was kind of like the time when everyone like looked around at the other guys and was like,
yeah,
oh my God, Luke's the only not psychopath left. And like,
and then he was ripped from us right away. As soon as we came around on him.
The episode.
Yes.
Yeah. And then once he left, we were like, okay, well, Chase seems normal. And then he goes. And then we're just like sitting here with Robbie and Jordan. And we all knew Jordan was going to be here.
Mm-hmm.
But like Robbie, we're just like, what the shit is going on?
Yeah. Yeah. So Robbie gets the first date. He gets that city exploring date. And then there's kind of like a monsoon going on. So.
So they go get massages and then they like make out while like strange women are massaging their feet, mm-hmm. which seems like an odd choice for me, but I'm a little bit of a prude.
Yeah, I don't know. They had to sort of like that one date where they had to just eat junk food in the hotel. They had to figure something out, I guess. I don't know what they're planning to do, but. And wasn't it just more of her kind of just getting him to prove it again and just like repeating the same things and he has a note from his dad. That's kind of all I recall.
Yeah, I kind of liked the note from the dad.
Okay. You didn't
it think was just kind of like here
it?
Like this what?
You don't think he forged it and as a move?
Oh, you know what? I didn't think about that, but I also don't think Robbie's that smart. Oh,
okay. Yeah, he had a nice family, so maybe that's his dad's like, this will give you the edge. And so no, Robbie didn't write a note from himself. He didn't have the ex-girlfriend write a note.
Or from home.
Yeah. It's not bad. We didn't get any like homemade crafts, so this was probably the closest.
Oh my God, you're right. We didn't get any homemade crafts. Maybe we got them in the last episode,
okay.
I think.
We'll see.
Okay, so we're still waiting on a scrapbook.
Yeah. One of the two. Who's more likely, Jordan or Robbie, to give a craft?
Robbie.
Yeah.
Jordan is clearly doesn't care about anything.
He is just thinks he's... Well, Robbie's been saying he's front runner. And again, we hear Robbie say, like, oh, Jordan can't touch what I have. And I just don't get where it's coming from. But I haven't seen it this whole time. I saw way more of the connection with Luke and even with Chase than I have with JoJo and Robbie. So I'm not really sure what's going on there, what she sees exactly.
Do you think he's there solely on the merit that he said, I love you first? Like, do you think that like, honestly, do you think that has had such a lasting impact that he somehow made it to the final two?
So important to her to hear that it's like he was the first one to do it. So somehow she trusts that more when, to me, that's more suspect. I'd be like, wait, what? I barely spent time with you.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Could be, though. We don't really know what's driving it, but then we saw in the mental health, she kept saying
she was so into Luke, and mm-hmm. he got let go for the sole fact that he was, like, last to say it.
Yeah, and then in the mental health, she said to him when he was asking about it, yeah, I think I just didn't want you to feel like it was pressured, and so the fact that he pulled her aside to say it, she didn't trust that, so but she trusted it when Robbie said it in the middle, like, way early.
Like, before they had gone on a one-on-one, yeah. Basically.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm about to, like, have a Chad-type reaction to Robbie. Like, where
all
just
right,
like,
well, then let's
dude.
Move on to Jordan State.
Yeah. Jordan State, they go hiking. So do you think that's a better date? They're out doing something more adventurous, but not, like, jumping off. They haven't. Did they do any, like, death-defying ones? Maybe JoJo didn't sign off on that.
Yeah, I like hiking.
Yeah.
But I usually keep my hikes to, like, spring or fall. I don't do hikes in the summer. Mm-hmm. I like to be able to see out of my eyes and not have them, like, drowning in sweat. And yeah. I just feel like this Thailand weather is not great for a hike.
No, and then, like, me, like, putting sunscreen on, I'd have to do that because otherwise I'd turn bright red, Cochrane red. Yeah. And then you start sweating and then that gets in your eyes and it burns. So, no, not a good look. But
no.
Yeah.
But it was fine. What even happened? What did they talk about? Like, I got I disclaimer. Yeah. Since I didn't have Twitter, I was playing a lot of Bejeweled on okay. my iPad.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I think, again, I just feel like it's the same old refrain where she wants reassurance from him. And
yeah, both
really
of the, both of their stories are really, like, broken records, both Robbie and Jordan. It's like JoJo needs confirmation from Robbie that, like, it wasn't too soon that he broke up with his girlfriend. He is there for the right reasons. Mm-hmm. Where she needs Jordan to, like, say that he's committed and, like, he wants to do this and he's ready for this.
Right.
And it's the same storyline every episode. And I think that's part of the reason it's grating on me. Mm-hmm. It's like, do you believe them or do you not? Because if you don't believe them, you should not be doing this.
Right. And I think that's what made it so surprising about Luke, too, is because we didn't hear her saying these kind of doubts about Luke.
She had no doubts about him, it seemed.
Yeah. And then it just seems like rewriting history. So maybe she doesn't want to say, like, oh, actually, I just wanted to bone the other two more, you know, because it's like yeah. there was no, like, he fit everything that she was looking for. And she wasn't saying, I don't think he's ready for this or any of that.
I'm thinking she's not. She thinks she's ready for marriage and everything, but I don't think she is.
No, I don't think so either.
And it's very easy for me to play armchair psychologist when I get to see 2 hours of her life every week. Mm-hmm. But it just doesn't feel to me like she knows what she should be going for.
Exactly. I had the same thought because also, did you notice in the mental hall, she said something like her explaining about Luke was like, I didn't feel what I thought I was supposed to feel. So she doesn't even really know, you know, what, even if she knows what she wants, she doesn't know what it might feel like. Maybe she thinks
it has to be insecure. She's been watching Sleepless in Seattle too many times.
Yeah, it's got to be like fireworks and amazing, like Kayla watching Ben's season and being like, I'm in love with him, you know? She thinks it has to be like something's wrong.
Also, did you notice Kayla was in the previews? She was.
Yeah, we'll have to talk about this.
We'll get there.
These mixed stories.
Hashtag, we'll get there.
Yeah.
The tagline of our podcast.
Right. And we'll get to the point. Hashtag I get the point, which is Chase's tagline of this episode. So we'll get on to Chase.
Yeah, let's get on to Chase. It seems like they're having a really good date. Mm-hmm. And then they having, you know, I just had this odd feeling that Chase was going to get Chris sold.
He did.
Yeah, he was going to get cut. Like,
now,
during
did Chris get the card? Because it seemed like his...
No,
Chase's,
he didn't.
Okay, because Chase's big thing is like, why did you show me the card? Like,
yeah, and you know what? So for you, for those of you who didn't watch the episode, they went through this date. And then Chase was presented with the Fantasy Suite date card. So he took it, obviously. Mm-hmm. So they went and they were talking and he's like, you're great to be around. I really want to tell you that I love you. I'm in love with you. And this feels so right. And this has been really hard for me to say because, you know, I don't take this lightly. I don't throw it around like Robbie throws around like dice. Mm-hmm. And then JoJo does the thing that no one wants after, you know, someone declares their love for you. She gets up and she like runs outside crying. And then Chase just sits there. And I think Chase should have got up and like ran after her and been like, what? What's wrong? What's going on? This, you should, you know. And then she's like, this should not be my reaction. The JoJo's tagline is, this didn't feel how I thought it would. Because that's what happened with Wells. That's what happened with Alex. That's what happened kind of with Luke.
Yep.
And that's what happened here. What were you expecting, JoJo?
Right. Yeah. And then it's just like, she didn't.
And then she revoked it.
Did she know she was going to get, did she? Yeah, that's just, it's weird because it's like, did she just be, was she just like, you know what? I've had two of these. I can't bear another, you know, fantasy suite thing. Well, and he's my third choice.
It's like JoJo is so tied to the words, I love you, that they're really her road. Yeah, they're really her roadblock. Like, she heard it from Robbie, so he's in. She didn't hear it from Luke, so, you know, he's out.
Yeah.
You know, she had to hear it from Chase. And then you can't tell me that the moments he says, I love you, is when you are like, no. Oh, you know what? Maybe I'm not as in this as you are.
Right.
And I completely understand Chase's reaction here. I thought he was completely understated. I would have lost my shit. I would have lost it. I would have flipped a couch. I'd have been like, F you. You manipulated me into saying this. And you knew how vulnerable I was. And yet you still did it. She was like, no, Chase, don't leave. Like, I don't want you to leave like this. Like, you did this. This is you. This is on you. This is not on me. I did what you wanted me to do. And then you did this to me.
Yeah, he's making a good TV, like a good scene. Like, okay, she offered this to you. So that's when you offer the card, it's like saying, you know, do
like,
you want to come back to my room?
There. That's like getting a rose on a date.
Right. So then he's like, oh, cool. She wants me to come back.
She should have known at that point.
Yeah.
At what point is it 20 extra minutes being like, oh, you know what? I don't want this guy's dick inside me today.
Well, it's interesting that you like, because when I was watching it, I was just like, oh, Chase, like, he's being so rude and like he's just like, oh, he got blue balled and so he's mad and he's just like, oh, throwing it back on JoJo. But, you know, when I look back at the sequence of events, like I can definitely, and the fact that he said I love you and it was really hard for him, I can see where the frustration there. It's not just about that and the timing was bad.
If I was in that situation, I would have been just devastated. Mm-hmm. I would have been wrecked.
It does seem like she, to him, from his perspective, he would just assume that she did that to manipulate him or say like,
yeah, like why wouldn't that be your automatic thought?
Yeah, because why wouldn't you? Yeah, do it earlier and say, you know what?
And, like, and it may not be the truth, but like, I know I would think that I would go the worst case scenario. Why wouldn't I?
Mm-hmm.
I would assume that she did this to like embarrass me on television.
Right. Yeah. I thought he had some good lines, like when he's getting back into the van. He's just like, "Oh, is this my fantasy suite?"
Chase gave me more personality tonight than he has all season.
Yeah.
Give me that personality, buddy.
Yeah, for sure.
And you know, I don't blame him at all for the way he reacted. Not at all.
Yeah.
I would have been curious to hear what our audience thinks.
I'm very interested to,
are you thumbs up Chase or thumbs down Chase?
Do you get the point or not? Yeah. So then we come to the rose ceremony and they show up, they tease that Chase is going to come back. But it's not to come back to like try to get, you know, back a rose, just to sort of, you know, he had a night to sleep on it or whatever. And he, you know, I thought that was a nice move that he just said, you know, I don't want to leave like this. I still haven't got to the airport yet. Let me just like try to still stay in the running to be the bachelor and play it cool, you know? So
yeah, like I liked the sentiment of it. But I hated the fact that either he was made to wait until the rose ceremony, or he chose to wait until the rose ceremony to do this. That was a little disingenuous to me, and I don't think I put that on him. I obviously put that on production, rather.
Right, because then they can do the teaser like they like to do.
Yeah, it's just like another cog in the season of just very blatant producer hands.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and usually I can really suspend my disbelief and like be like, oh, this is fine. Like Chris Harrison writes the date cards. But like when you're putting magazines in their hands in the middle of Uruguay, or Chase comes like stomping down the stairs wearing the exact same outfit as the other guys to like say, I'm sorry.
Sure.
Yeah, it makes it a little hard for me to believe,
mm-hmm.
which sucks. I love believing. I love it.
Yeah.
Give me that love story. Make me cry at the end of the season.
Seriously. Oh, well. Well, we have Robbie and Jordan, who, you know, are the final two that we didn't
predict. They're the final two.
You predicted one of them. One of them we knew was in for the long haul. And do you have strong feelings about which way she's going to go?
I do, but I don't. And I would like to cover this at the end of our men tell all discussion, because I thought her comments at the end, they put a seed in my brain, and I want to discuss it with you, and I want to have like a longer discussion about it.
Cool. I think we're ready to jump over to the men tell all episode. Might want to rename it the Chad tell all.
But really?
Yeah.
Or men tell Chad.
Right. Were you excited to see who came back and for this episode?
Yeah, I was actually, you know, and I'm always excited for this episode, and it usually delivers for me. Unlike the hometown dates, I'm always like expecting the worst and I get the worst. Where this, I went into it knowing that it was going to be all Chad. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because I got home from work at about 9 on Tuesday. So I watched the second half and it was all not Chad.
Uh-huh.
And then I just watched the Chad part today.
Okay.
While I was eating dinner. So like that's really fresh in my head. And I think it was a really good idea for them to do that first and get it out of the way and get all the guys to talk to them. And Chad shows no more remorse, and that's fine with me. He was playing a character and he's still continuing to play that character. He knows his brand. He's too smart for this show, and he knows how to rile up the other guys. And you know, I thought what was really interesting before even the Chad segment happened was that the guys, you know, they were talking about Alex the way we felt about Alex, which I thought was really interesting. How did you feel about it?
Yeah, right in front of Alex, even his friend Wells, who was pretty diplomatic about everyone, was just sort of saying, it's just his nature to always want to be in a conflict. And that's what we had said. It's like after Chad left, he had to find somebody else to bully and feel like he's going to defeat, you know, and be the bigger man then, which makes him look like the littler man that he is.
Yeah. And I thought it was a really interesting point that Wells brought up, that, you know, he spent so many of his formative years in the Marines.
Right. And
of course that would be what would happen. Right. Mm-hmm. It didn't even occur to me that that would be the case.
Right.
But it totally makes sense. And I thought it was very interesting that Luke was
Luke's comments were so.
Yeah, he was funny. I get it, but when you're a grown up like me,
you don't have to act like a clown. Like, he was totally digging him without digging on him without saying, he said it in such a funny way that it was like he was totally insulting Alex, but I don't think Alex even picked up on it exactly.
Yeah, I know. So
it's when you grow up and you're mature like me, because I'm going to be cast as the Bachelor.
Oh my God. This is the most, of course, Luke is going to be the Bachelor episode ever, right?
Yeah. And I mean, could Chris Harrison have been any more obvious? I think he said
he's four still different single, times. Right?
Yeah, you're still single. And then I think he ended on you seem ready to find love for me, or when opportunity knocks, what's gonna, are you gonna be open to it? And just with Chase, he was just kind of yeah, get your closure, man. Okay, go sit back down.
Yeah.
They're trying to play off in the stories out there that Chase and Luke are both in the running, but there's
people don't want Chase. People want Luke.
No, and we had said it can't really be early on. We're how could it be Luke? Because he's so similar to Chris Soules. He's just not that appealing. Yeah. But there were some theories on Twitter that I saw where people are I think they probably, producers made her cut Luke a little earlier than she wanted, knowing he wasn't the final pick, so that he could build more of a story. He's more sympathetic. He wasn't in the fantasy suite. He was caught off guard. He had a really genuine reaction. Whereas if they had gone to the fantasy suites and she could have maybe in private let him know, I really care about you, or, done the whole thing that some of the bachelorettes do, or where they don't even want to put them through the proposal end scene because they just don't want them to have their heart broken like that. Yeah. So maybe that's why JoJo was so emotional about it too, because she just wasn't expecting to do it that soon, and they got convinced or something. Because really, we weren't seeing anyone, and they totally don't want to make Wells or Derek or any of those kind of other fan favorites happen at all. You can tell by the mental all. They didn't give them hot seat. They just kind of moved past them. So I don't know. It could be. I don't know.
That's interesting. Definitely. I wouldn't. I'm not fully putting on my tinfoil hat yet, but I'm getting it out of the closet.
Right. Yeah. So. Well, we started out Mental All with a Bachelor in Paradise preview.
I am so excited for Bachelor in Paradise.
Yes.
My word.
There apparently are multiple engagements. We got some teasers of certain couples that are going to be happening, Jared and Kayla. I don't know why I didn't think of this before. That seems like
that obvious. Makes so much sense.
There's these little sweethearts. Ashley
and her boyfriend. Nick and Amanda?
Yeah.
And then Nick and someone else? Honestly, at some of these people in the preview, I'm who the fuck are you?
There are definitely people I did not recognize. So I don't know what's going on there.
So I'm excited.
Yes.
Nick, okay. Something about Nick, I don't know what it is. He always reels me in.
Okay.
I can't help but to like Nick. I really can't.
I know. That's weird.
I don't know what it is.
I don't know. I think he might be finally wearing on me to the point where I'm just you know what? He's now, it just seems like he's in it for the fame. Is he going to go on there and break Amanda's heart now? Because I think Andy season, Caitlin season, I totally bought that, he wants to find love and was heartbroken and thought it was, had genuine connections with both of them. But now it's Bachelor in Paradise, really? That's the one you want to go on,
Yeah.
So we'll see. We'll see what this edit is, or if that, again, it could be just that whole thing. He's just hanging out with somebody in the room and they're making it look like it's something.
Or it happened before he had a connection with Amanda or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because they show him looking at rings and I don't know. But yeah, I wouldn't have put that couple together. I wouldn't have seen him going after a single mom.
No, and who was Jubilee with? Don't tell me she was with Evan. I thought maybe she was, and I was like, girl, you are too good for this.
You don't know. Well, we saw a lot of blood on Evan's arm, more physical violence.
They had this thing where it was Chad flipped out, and then Like Evan was like in the hospital. He probably just fucking like is too delicate. Yeah, nosebleed, or he like is dehydrated like everyone else is on this damn season.
Yeah, for sure.
So that I am not here for Evan. I will never be here for Evan.
I'm excited for the sooner Chad and Chris Harrison showdown, though. Like, where Chad is just like,
how much did you love when he was like, F you, Chris Harrison? Yeah,
you're in your moo-moo or whatever he said. Like, go back to your, like, hotel room or something. I don't know. So good. Yeah, that's like, I think Randy Bailey made it his, like, cover photo on Twitter. Like, when he's saying, like, F you, Chris Harrison. The bleeped Chad mouth. So, that'll be good. Yeah, so I think it was smart that maybe they're agreeing with us that people are sort of down on this season. And so they have to start out like really teasing Bachelor in Paradise for like the first 5 minutes of Men Tell All. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of guys, Men Tell All, that I would not have thought that they'd even bring in the audience. Yeah, people that were gone the first night and didn't, you know, they didn't say anything either. So it's just kind of like those early jury members that Jeff Probst doesn't call on. They're just there to sort of fill out the seats. And but the award for the guy that had no airtime before but has tons of opinions this time goes to Santa Claus.
Santa Claus Nick S. Yeah. I agree with you.
That guy wants his 15 minutes.
Yeah, he like took off his jacket like he was gonna fight Chad, like as if. Mm-hmm. My star of the night, though.
Yeah.
Was my fellow countryman, Daniel.
Ooh.
Like at the point where he's
Canada, where he's like, why do we have to resort to violence, man?
Like, what? This is so American.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And he's on Bachelor in Paradise, too.
I noticed in the Bachelor in Paradise clip, he was wearing a Speedo with a Canadian flag on it.
Ooh.
Nice. So keep your eyes out for that.
You know, he would have been good for Big Brother Canada, I think.
Yeah.
It would have been fun on there. Darn. I wonder, maybe they're not as, you know, maybe they're casting, they don't care as much if they've been on some other show.
Maybe.
That'd be cool. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to him on Bachelor in Paradise. Was he with Jubilee? He was with somebody. Grant was there too. Grant
with
got
Lace.
Called out. Oh, with Lace. Grant got called out for, I didn't even know there's a whole backstory with Grant's girlfriend.
No, and I have heard that one, and I've read that Grant is like a legitimate asshole.
Okay.
And like two or three of his girlfriends have come out and been like, he's literally the worst boyfriend we've ever had. I can't remember where I saw that, but I did see it.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
So I'm going to spread those rumors.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Yeah. So a lot of Chad's storyline was that like he hung out with Robbie's ex and he hung out with Grant's ex. And, you know, Chad
won't
was
say
chatting.
Exactly what happened. He's just like, hey, you know, they're all I can say is, am I talking to them both? Yeah. Are they both beautiful women? Yeah. You know, like,
am I going to marry them? Probably not, but yeah, you never know.
You know, he was motivated to like show them that not all guys are jerks or something. That's why he sought them out. I don't know. It's just funny. And yeah, that was his like whole first segment. Chris Harrison was trying to make sense of that. And then,
yeah, like Chris, his mind was just blown by it.
Yeah. And then it was kind of him saying he wished he hit somebody because then maybe the rest of them would leave him alone. And then Wells had an interesting comment like, oh, I'm really glad that you get to be on Bachelor in Paradise so that you can really have a second chance to redeem yourself. And it's like, well, Wells was there too. So he obviously knows like he's saying that to, you know, tease that he's going to do the exact opposite, you know?
Yeah. My favorite segment was the one where it threw Evan under the bus.
The slow motion.
Oh, he's like, so no, like, I was trying to shake his hand. And then they like showed it.
And he brought up the shirt again. He was like, that's a well-made shirt. It's like, that's the opposite of a well-made shirt. If it can't
it's
withstand.
From like American Apparel. It's $20. Just go buy one.
Yes. Wasn't there like a Kickstarter or something too to give him a new shirt? So
amazing.
Oh man. Yeah. What else can we say about Chad? What did you think of how they kept him separate and had to like he got his own entrance?
That was a little dramatic for me.
Yeah. They had to play like quiet on the set and like do this whole like behind the scenes thing. And yeah, the guys have to feel safe out there, I guess. But he got to stay. He got to stay when JoJo came out and definitely had some rude comments about her final two. For sure.
I love that JoJo was just like, glad to see you're exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
Which yeah. I love spicy JoJo.
Yeah, definitely. So before JoJo came out, though, we got so after Chad, after the Bachelor.
We got Luke's The Bachelor segment.
Luke, it's going to happen. You are The Bachelor. Do we learn anything new about Luke there? I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Yeah, he got the biggest cheers. But again, it was totally pimped out. Like they paused, let like everyone just sort of build up. And Luke is here.
I know. And I also love that it was like Wells. Woo! Yeah, Alex.
Yes.
Chase. Yeah. Like it was clearly like Alex was just
nobody
like,
liked Alex. Oh, and they totally threw Alex under the bus with like the like recap of the season where they put him on. They showed him on like this like looking so tiny on this huge chair, like right after he said something. I can't remember what he said.
I missed that.
Yeah. And so then they like cut to Luke. Or cut to Alex watching, and he could tell he like did not love it, but all the other guys were laughing. So, yeah. So that's good. Yeah, we had the people calling out Alex and St. Nick acting up, wanting to fight Chad. Then we get the Chase segment. Not a whole lot there. Like, it was just him like, why did I get the card? I don't know. And then a little bit with Derek, I guess. Derek.
Who?
Yeah. Derek confronted Chad a little bit. All the guys kind of had their peace with Chad. They had closure with like, Chad.
JoJo. Get out of here, guys.
Yeah. They had to heal from that. And then, yeah, JoJo came out. I felt like this was a little more distant than, you know, maybe just because Caitlin was the last one that we had, but it just seemed like she was just more friendly with all the guys. And this felt a little more awkward. Like she, you know, Luke didn't come up and give her a hug or anything like that. Chase wanted to come up, but it just felt like, yeah, a little more reserved, or she just seemed a little, I mean, you said you had something to say about.
Yeah. So, JoJo's
demeanor.
I mean, let's just jump to this.
Okay.
When Chris was talking to her about like, you know, obviously you can't say anything, but like, tell us, like, are you happy? And she's like, yes, I am very happy with where I am right now. And it wasn't, my theory is that she ends up with one of them at the end of the episode, but they are not together.
Okay. Which has happened on other seasons.
Yeah, like, I don't know anything about this. It's just like, I have this feeling. It just didn't come off like she was very into it. And maybe they made her play that up because, you know, there was a whole segment in her preview where it was like she was sobbing, like, I don't know if I can do this. But it just didn't have the elation of like a woman who is like
so in love and like really content with
her decision. Last season he was like on air, he was so happy, and even Caitlin, she was so happy, and like I'm just not getting the vibe that things worked out for her from this.
I got that vibe too for sure. And it'd be interesting, what I was thinking, what if like this is a twist that hasn't been done before. But so let's say that is the scenario where she, like, they're already broken up, whoever she chose, or maybe she didn't choose. Maybe like there's no proposal at the end or whatever. Although I feel like recently that happened a lot more in the early seasons where the guy would just be like, well, here, have this ring, but it means I want to be with you, but it's not a proposal. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
But what if, like, so they're already broken up or whatever. Luke's the next bachelor. What if JoJo pulls a Becca and is a contestant where she, like, if they would do that where, like, the lead comes back to someone she broke up with, kind of like Jason going back to Molly, but that happened all, like, within the
mental. Like, if Molly was the bachelorette.
Yeah, and then Jason had to be a contestant, and, like, he's the one competing again and being like, okay, I've got to earn the trust back, or, you know, like, what if...
I guess, but that seems a little fucked up, don't you?
Right? But it's like, wait, or like, maybe...
I could, or like, even like...
you're not the right one if you got rid of me at number four or something. It just seems like a twist, like... They have to keep upping the ante and doing something they haven't done before. So I'm like, you know, would she want to do that? Like, would they convince someone to do that?
What if she breaks up with Robbie and she chooses Jordan expecting to get an engagement and then he doesn't propose?
Ooh, right. He's just like, hey, I just want to hang out in Hollywood.
He was just, and he was just kind of like, yeah, I'm totally committed to this. And then when he gets to it, it's like, I'm committed, but I'm not that committed yet.
Right.
When she was expecting a proposal, like, is that something like,
yeah, or like a lot of guys go on the show because it hasn't really come up this season, but not just that they want other opportunities, but they want to be the bachelor. So it's like, hey, if I get into the final four or whatever, but then it's like, oh no, she might pick me and I want to fly around the world and have 25 women, you know, because I could totally see Jordan wanting to have that angle.
The last few episodes is just Jordan doesn't seem to be very into this.
Mm-hmm. But again, that could be
the editing.
Maybe.
Yeah.
They showed him saying something like, I got a bad feeling. And maybe that's just because the producers told JoJo to like make him insecure. Maybe he has a bad feeling about she might not pick me and he wants to be picked. You know, who knows?
Yeah.
I definitely am excited to tune in and see what happens. But I'm just not as enthused about. It's not going into the final two like when we usually have like Nick and Sean, like who's it going to be? Or like, you know, someone's going to be really heartbroken and I don't know where people really have a team that they're on, like Team Jordan or Team Robbie. I don't really feel that even among the fans, I don't see a lot of people tweeting like, oh, it has to be this person. We saw a lot of people saying like, how did she get rid of Luke? You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, who are people rooting for right now?
I don't think people are rooting for anyone.
Yeah.
I heard a couple of people I work with, they're kind of casuals. They said, well, I think she's going to pick Robbie, right? Mm. And I'm like, no, she's going to pick Jordan. Like this whole season has been telling me that she's picking Jordan.
Yeah. There definitely follows like the Andy picking Josh kind of edit where it's just that instant, is this too good to be true? Well, I don't want to turn him away if it is too good. And then that sort of appeal of the athlete and that kind of thing. I guess we'll find out next week. But yeah, they showed the previews. Again, it was sort of, she said things like, when I'm with Robbie, I think about Jordan. When I'm with Jordan, I think about Robbie. So that doesn't bode very well either.
It was funny. Caitlin Bristow tweeted something like, you guys are being assholes to JoJo. You know, she either picks Robbie or she picks Jordan and you're just going to have to deal with that. Like, what do you want her? Would you guys be happier if she just married both of them?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah, I would love that. That's what I wanted with Ben's season. I wanted him to marry the final three.
He had a good final three.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, did you see also Caitlin tweeted this little clip of her on Jimmy Kimmel with Sean? And he did this funny bit where it was like, after the finale and he made them promise, like swear, like you better be together forever. If not forever, just a year from this date or you pay me $1,000. And so it was the date, like yesterday's date.
Oh my gosh.
That was so good. She's like, maybe he owes us $1,000 because we're still together. Yeah.
I am very, very in on Caitlin and Sean.
They're very cute together.
They just seem solid.
Right. And they don't seem like they're angling anytime soon to get a TV wedding, which is a plus for them. So, yeah, they're still going strong a year later. So we'll see if JoJo has the same luck.
No. They're not together now.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it unless that she really is a good actress. But I don't know. We'll see. I think unless you have anything more to say on this, we can jump into.
I don't think so.
iTunes review and get to some questions. Do you have a review from this?
And then the draft results.
Draft results. Oh my gosh. Total upset going on.
Total mother effing upset.
Yes, I will pull those up right now. Follow
up. Okay, and I'll read a review. Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
All right. So I have this review. It's from Amber and Rob 731. They said the title was This Podcast is the One. And they said Haley and Amy are hashtag goals AF. I'd probably have given up on the actual television franchise years ago if not for this podcast. Probably the same. Just kidding. I love the show. I have a fun time talking about it and watching it. Nice. So thank you. You're entered into our draw.
Yeah. Amber Rob 731.
731. All right.
Well, whoever
I lost Amber it. Rob. I accidented the photo. Okay.
You know, thank you, Amber are. Rob. Romber. Thank you very much. And yes, please leave reviews. It really helps out the podcast. It helps the Wrap Up Network. And we just like to hear what people think. And, you know, it's just makes us warm in our hearts.
And yes. We love that. Compliments. Yes.
And to offset, you know, those people that like didn't like that, you know, sometimes we talk about our lives and we're hungry and sometimes we're negative about the show because we are genuine. OK, so if you want to listen to 5 minutes and leave a 1-star review, then, you know, as you like to say, Haley, some people need better hobbies.
You know what our hobby is going to be next week? Watching Bachelor in Paradise. And that I am excited. Ooh, for.
So exciting.
I'm going to be high on BIP. Mm-hmm. Give me that. Because I love all that, like, you know, in the Bachelorette, we just get one couple pretty much the entire time.
Right.
We're getting so many couples. Everyone's going to be switching. It's going to be like Swingers Paradise.
Swingers Paradise. That sounds like one for another network, but it could be in development.
Is that not like a show already?
Probably.
Like, yeah. Fox, I know you have it.
Yeah. So the draft. Here we go.
The draft.
Jordan has been in the lead for the longest time. He had
like
Luke.
Literally the entire season.
Yeah, and I thought he was going to keep the lead because I was so sure Luke and Jordan were the final two, and those were, you know, you and Jordan's first picks. But the upset is happening, has happened. Jordan is now in last place with 124 because he lost. You know, he has nobody left. Luke is gone. Haley, you lost Chase, but you know you still got some points. You didn't get the fantasy. Well, you know what? I think
yes, I did. You did. George get the fantasy. Amended George, that because he got the card.
He got the gets card. It. Yes. So technically, it's like, is he offered the fantasy suite? Yes.
Yeah.
It goes to the card. So yeah, you got some good points there.
I don't get confirmed coitus points.
No.
But
no. And they really weren't showing much of the fantasy suites this time. Like, it was just sort of like, oh, waking up with so-and-so was great. And, you know, they used to, like, play a lot more with, because even on Ben's season, it was, like, in the bathroom, you know, we got more scenes, behind-the-scenes things going on. And so we didn't get anything confirmed from that. But, so Jordan's now at 124. He got a hot seat point from the mental all, and that's about it. So now I'm still in second, as I was with my Robbie points. I'm at 135.
You got Haley, some Chad hot seat points.
Oh, definitely. I got 2 points for that. And you are now 5 points ahead of me, 140. So it's really a horse race now. So congratulations, Haley.
Thank
you. We didn't think there was hope for you. Uh-huh. Hope Higginbottom, but you know,
but we kept hope alive.
Yeah.
And here I am on top.
Just like Chad.
Me and Jordan on top of the world.
Yes. Jordan Rogers. There's also a story that came out that Jordan
Rogers'
brother.
I was just
going
to say this.
Yeah.
I was just going to say this to
made
you.
Made a comment. Do you remember? His comment was sort of like a no comment. Like,
Yeah, he was like, I wish, I don't think that Family Matters should be aired in public, but I wish him luck in this competition.
Yeah, just
like,
of,
it's just a shady shade.
Yeah, just like, I'm not like, even bothering to watch. I'm not
get gonna Aaron Rodgers on RuPaul's Drag Race for all the shade he's throwing.
Oh, the shade of it all. Yeah, he's give it basically to me. like JoJo to Chad, just like, I'm not gonna even entertain this. He wants attention and I'm not gonna do this. This was kind of his strategy there, I think. But he was finally asked about it on a radio station and he did. That was his comment. So class act, I'd say. All right. We've got quite a bit of questions, some from Facebook, some from Twitter, some from your post in the Patreon group. So thank you to everyone.
And some from our email address.
Email. Oh, my gosh. What's our email?
BachelorHapUp@gmail.com. We had lots of emails come in this week. That's and awesome. We love it. I get such a joy when I like look in my email box and I have a podcast related email. It makes my heart warm.
Nice. I agree. So let's start with at Kemper Boyd. Did Nick S. get better looking? Hashtag The Bachelorette. So that's Nick, St. Nick.
Yeah, right? I think he did. It's like they all kind of got better looking.
Okay.
Also, Vinny got better looking. How do we do this?
We did not talk about Vinny and Vinny's mom.
The fact that Vinny and his mom was there. Yeah. And of course that was his mom. She was the most Jersey looking person ever. And it was amazing. I loved her. And I can't wait for her to invite me for a second. Do you have a Vinny's
mom impression?
I think my Vinny's mom impression would just be like the same as Vinny. It'd be like, yo, mom, make me some chicken palm. And then she'd be like, Vinny! I already made you chicken palm. It's in the freezer.
Jojo, you made a mistake.
Jojo, you made a mistake. My son would never break your heart.
You know, it's kind of Boston. You never break me down. He'd never break you down. He'd never break your heart. Yeah, I can't do it. But yeah, that was so funny.
And he was just like, ah, shucks, mom. Like, thanks for sticking up for me. It's been a real hoot living in your basement for all these years.
Doing my hair. Got the swoosh going on.
His hair looked a lot better.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, Jojo also shaved him.
Yikes.
That was weird.
Like, haven't we learned, don't let the lead touch your hair.
Right. Yeah, who did that happen to on Caitlyn's
season? Jonathan!
Is that his name? Josh. Joshua?
Josh. Josh. Yeah. Joshathan.
Joshathan. Yeah, I definitely did not recognize who Nick S. was.
So I didn't recognize half of them.
Right.
I was like, when they showed Daniel, I was like, or not Daniel. One of the other, the super fan, Nick. The other Nick. One of the other Nicks. I was like, who are you?
Yeah, and they then just brought him to be nice because he's a super fan, I think, because he was just there as an audience member.
They don't bring us to be nice because we're super fans.
I know. Well, we have to get cast on the show, I guess. So, would your That's boyfriend fun. Be okay with that?
You know, probably. He might get there.
Nice. Well, this goes right in. If we hadn't just remembered, then Naomi would have reminded us. At Naomi Van Zee, she says, so hashtag men tell all Vinny's mom had to have made your night, right?
Oh my God, thank you. I had such a great time on The Bachelor. It was so much fun. I got to see my baby Vinny up on the stage, even though he got his heart broken. He's the sweetest guy I know.
He's still single.
He's still single, ladies. I make a great chicken palm.
Nicole Chung wants to know, Amy and Haley, do you think that JoJo could pull a Jason Mesnick and change her mind after the final episode? What would the order be? Her initially picking Robbie, then switching to Jordan, or the other way around? Okay, so we talked about some of these possibilities. So this could also be, you know, a way to redeem the season.
So what if she, what if she picks Robbie and is like, no, I really do love Jordan?
Yeah, although I have a feeling it would be the other way around, though, if she were to do a Mesnick. Like, she's going to want the Jordan appeal at the beginning and then be like, you know what? He wasn't serious. And Robbie was serious enough to break up his girlfriend to go out with me. So, yeah, we'd have to really rely on George to analyze that situation.
Yeah, that'd be tough for us. Yes.
Dan Connolly. Nick V, Jared, Jubilee, and the twins were all highlighted in the audience. So which of them do you think got engaged? Jade got highlighted at the Men Tell All last year. Ooh, so one of these is probably...
Here's another... Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Here's another point I didn't think about. When he mentioned, like, Jade got highlighted in the audience, I was like, oh, yeah, and this was, like, Tanner's Men Tell All. Like, they were engaged at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you think they were making googly eyes during the... The production, what's it called? Airing? Oh, not production. Yeah. Filming.
Yeah, what if someone that was sitting there is engaged to someone that was sitting in the Men Tell All?
Whoa.
Because they're like, oh, it's easy for you to come because you're going to be here anyway because you're engaged to this person.
Yeah.
So that'd mean like, but we really didn't see much of Jubilee or the twins in the preview. I think Jared is engaged of those who are in the audience.
Yeah, I could see him being engaged to Kayla because one of the arm down, it looked like a little not super white. And it only seems like Kayla and Jubilee fit in that category.
Right. And they really wanted Kayla and Jared's just both seem like on their seasons, really, even though they're young, they want to really get engaged and like, really into the leads.
If Jubilee's that... skeptical of this whole thing, like, would she really get engaged in 3 weeks?
Yeah,
No.
And then if it's not Jared, it's probably Nick V. Definitely not the twins either.
No.
But, you know, Nick V, like, was ready to propose to two other women on this franchise. So, you know, yep. I don't know if it's lasting, but I'm sure they showed him looking at a ring, too.
Mm-hmm.
But that could also be just their good old twist us around and make us think it's one way. Molly Block, how much of a letdown has JoJo been as the lead? I was so hopeful she was going to be spunky and fun and unique, but she's turned into the most basic of bachelorettes.
I love Molly Block. She's the best. And yeah, you know, we really came into this with high expectations and we've been kind of let down, haven't we?
Yeah.
Have we been let down by JoJo or is it like the guy she's picking or I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's kind of ties to what you said earlier is that she doesn't really know what she wants and probably thinks she was ready to get married and isn't, so it's affecting the final decision she's making, so we're not really, I just feel like with other bachelorettes you can follow their thought process, and even if you don't have the exact taste as them, you can say, okay, I can see that she's totally connecting with this person and not this person, and see why she's making these choices. And I haven't been able to get into that with JoJo because I don't get Robbie.
Yeah, I just don't get Robbie.
Like, at least I can see with Jordan like some appeal sometimes. Casey Dietrich, is it sacrilegious to wonder if Kayla might have had better taste in men? Ooh, like
no,
if
it's not sacrilegious. Yeah, you know, I was thinking about this the other day too. I was like, what? How would we feel about the season if Kayla was the lead? Would the guys be different? Would it be a pretty similar cast? Because they only changed it like 2 days before filming.
Yeah, I really think would have been a pretty similar cast. I have a feeling it could have been kind of like the Brit Caitlin season where they could have really had both of them at the beginning. They wouldn't have done it because there'd be the uproar again, but there probably were some there who would have gone to the Kayla side of things.
Yeah.
And I think maybe like someone like Wells and Derek, like they were probably there for
oh my god, Wells would have killed in a Kayla season.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I really wonder what it would have been like if we would have liked it better because we would have had lower expectations because we weren't super high on Kayla coming out of the season.
Mm-hmm.
One of my other things is that, like, JoJo's still clearly in love with Ben throughout this entire season. And I think that also, like, played into this whole mess. And, like, why she's so insecure. And
she,
like,
brings him up all the time.
Yeah, and it makes sense why she would be so insecure about something like this. But it's just kind of like, girl, like, maybe you should have, like, not said yes. You weren't healed yet.
Right. How can you turn that down, all those nice clothes and travel?
Oh, I know. I totally get it. I would say yes in a heartbeat, too. Yeah. Much to my own detriment. But, yeah. Like, I don't know if she was emotionally in the place to do this.
Seriously.
Like, it clearly effed her up because she mentions him every 8 seconds.
Right. Yeah, because didn't she say, that's one thing when she was on her fantasy suite date with Jordan. Didn't she say to him something like, oh, that's what Ben said. Like, just totally, like, throwing it back at him. It's like, hey, he's not Ben. Like, let him, like, say what he wants to say. Like, oh, Ben said that to me too. And it's like, get over it. You're at this point by now. Like, that's kind of the point. They all have to say it. And if they don't say it, they're like Luke and you get rid of them. So. Oh, this is a funny one. Catherine Brazil says, I'm so bored with the season that I didn't even watch this episode. I just got my boyfriend to tell me what happened. Are Amy and Haley jealous? I am.
I can't, like, get my boyfriend to be, like, even slightly involved with anything to do with Seriously. The Bachelor, Bachelorette.
Yeah, like, this, like, sounds like the perfect boyfriend. Like, you can outsource watching The Bachelor and Bachelorette to him. And then I'm sure he can just be like, okay, she got rid of Luke and Chase got mad that he didn't get a fantasy suite. And, you know, there's not even much to sum up.
My boyfriend would be like, I don't know which guy that was. I wasn't paying attention.
Well,
like,
I mean, they
okay,
all look
thanks
alike.
For your help. Yeah. Thanks, Ethan.
This douche did this and then this, like, meathead did this. And yeah.
Well, when we watched, like, okay, so the Bachelor 20 special was on Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. So I was hanging out with my BF and I got drunk and he fell asleep.
Okay.
While watching this. So clearly he's not super into it.
Mm-mm. No, you can't share every passion with someone you're dating, I guess, you know?
I guess.
You have to have your own passions. But I love that her boyfriend is still into it.
Yeah, me too.
Kirsten McGinnis says, all I can think of is why to pretty much everything. So her just general question is, why?
I feel you, sister.
Ryan Hilliard wants to know, whose ex is the next to be kissed by Chad?
Jordan's, right?
Jordan's. Yeah, because he brought it up. And he probably just couldn't totally mention it because Jordan wasn't there. Wasn't he bringing it up to JoJo? Oh, that was funny, too, that he said something like he went down the line and he said, like, Chad, you're the Vine guy and Jordan's the media guy. Did you know that Chase is, like, into Vines or something?
Like, I don't know. No. Like, think I have Vine? I'm not 15.
Yeah. Like, is Chase some Vine star that we don't know about? Oh, and then one of our listeners asked about, what do you think of... it was Colleen Landall, I believe. What do you think of Luke's two, like, terrible iTunes songs? So, like, Luke wants to be a country singer, too. And he's on iTunes.
What? Yeah. I did not listen to this.
Yeah, they're pretty bad.
Oh, my God.
So, I wish I had, like, a sound effect board that we could play some of that. But,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was something about, like, sandstone or granite. Some kind of metal or something.
Give me a second.
Yeah. Maybe okay. If you can pull it up and I wonder if
okay,
it
what's
was
his last name again?
Pell. P-E-L-L.
Okay, so Luke Pell. Song?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's try and find this on YouTube.
And then... otherwise, in terms of exes that Chad would kiss, probably just anyone on Bachelor in Paradise. Like,
yeah.
Probably end some relationships there and go after them. We kind of covered this, but Chase Brown wants to know, would Luke have actually stuck around if he used the key phrase, I love you, instead of all the other storybook romantic things he said? I think that's what we figured.
Yeah.
Seems like the magic
words. She does not understand.
It was too complicated.
Oh, wait. Oh, shoot. Okay.
Scott St. Pierre.
Wait, can you hear this?
Yes, I can anyway.
We don't own this song, by the way.
Hunt season's coming around, we're cruising up down this road. Looking for a steal of a deal, some old country boy will let go.
This is not him.
This is not like him.
Yeah, it's him. It's his picture.
What? It sounds like two octaves lower than the top.
Yeah, it is.
What's it called? Does it say?
Tungsten Steel.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Tungsten Steel.
That's one of them. There was another one.
Huh.
Well,
yeah.
I'm not going to buy that one on iTunes. That's for damn sure.
Maybe we should set him up with Baylor.
Baylor? I hardly know her.
Bail her out of her country.
Okay, we need to stop. Okay. What was the next
thing? It's good
that
they featured James Taylor's singing instead.
Yeah, I like James Taylor's songs.
Oh, so Scott St. Pierre, who does a great job producing for us.
Like, honestly, if Scott Pierre didn't exist,
if he didn't exist,
we would not exist.
Right.
Would not hear us play Luke's song over through my iPhone into my microphone.
Yeah.
Without Scott St. Pierre.
Right. So he wants to know. Maybe he's like trying to help George out with the draft points because he says on the couch the next morning, did Jordan pretty much say they had sex the night before?
Like 100%. I thought that too, Scott.
Yeah.
He was just like, we really connected in like a whole new way, and he was like wiggling his eyebrows, and I was like, get out of here. Like, I know your dick was touched last night, I don't need to care about it.
It's a whole new level now. They both like,
will I ever like get through one of these episodes without saying the word dick? Like, do you think it's possible for me?
Probably not, but okay. You know,
that's not our fault.
No. It's kind of the point of the show, seems it's like kind of, especially this episode.
Yeah.
Katie Kleber, when Chris asked JoJo if she was happy with her final choice, what did you think of her grimace, smile?
Yeah, like, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. I just didn't seem like a woman who is in love with her fiancé that she met six weeks ago. That's
probably, you know, like with Caitlyn, it's pretty hard to hide when they're still, like, in that honeymoon phase, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So they can be vague about it, but usually can tell by their body language or smile. So yeah, she had definitely a curious answer there. So if you didn't see it, or you can go back and rewind it if you didn't catch it. Mike Doskus, is Chase the least memorable guy to ever make it to the fantasy suites? Kind of. Literally, the only thing I know about him is that he's a bad breaker-upper.
Yeah, I would say him or Drew from Dez's season.
Yeah, who?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's really, I still don't know what his job was. I know he's from Colorado, is about all I know.
Oh, he's a, oh, like a, shit, what, I knew it. I had it.
I know,
like,
he's
software
only a,
sales? Okay. Or is that just Ben?
Yeah, maybe.
Like, I know Ben was a software salesman, but I think Chase is too.
Mm. Yeah, he's, I know he's employed as opposed to her final two.
Former, so. Former swimmer, former football player.
Right. Lita Brillman, on a scale from one to roid rage Chad, how angry are America's women that Wells gets with Ashley I? Also, Janner was just on vacation with Ashley I and Jared. What does that mean?
Okay, it means that they got paid to go on vacation, because today Ashley I posted a pic saying, like, if you loved our shots, like, you can go there to get 10% off your vacation between August and October.
So they got their
using
suites.
The code Ashley. Yeah, so.
They didn't choose to forgo their individual rooms, I'm sure.
No, it's a paid vacation. I want one of those.
We didn't mention this, but they teased a Wells and Ashley I coupling, which I would not have predicted. I think we thought Wells and Amanda.
But I'm also in on this.
Really?
Yeah, I like Ashley, kind of.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I think that's a little... I don't know. I don't know that they're in the same...
Weird.
Like, it doesn't seem like he'd want, like, someone that wants to be a Disney princess.
No, that's true.
With his, like, Lord of the Flies references and stuff. We piggied you.
How many of those guys knew what Lord of the Flies were?
No, he had to explain, I'm sure.
I think him and he knew, and Chad knew, and that was it.
Yeah.
And maybe Luke. I'll give Luke a little credit.
Right. Let's see. Eliza Bank or Liz Bank. I think JoJo was conflicted about Chase, wanted to like him, but realized his declaration of I love you did not give her the same emotions as Robbie or Jordan. So she probably broke it off when she did. I actually support JoJo in this move, better than fooling around with him and then embarrassing him at the rose ceremony. But I have seen very different opinions in that. What are your thoughts? Okay, so there's the other side of it. And I was kind of on this side, too, that I thought, you know, obviously we don't want to tell JoJo, like, you have to take him back to your
hotel. No. And I'm not saying that either. I'm saying that, like... And I totally agree that she should have broken up with him before, like, they took their relationship to another level. Mm-hmm. But she should have also broke up with him before she gave him a overnight date.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, because I remember when he was reading it, I almost tweeted something like, has he never seen this show before? Because he looked, like, so excited about it, like... Should you choose to forgo your rooms? Like, he was like, oh my gosh, like, I made it to this point.
He was as surprised as we were.
Yeah. Chase Brown. Random aside, did anyone else happen to notice that Derek, I think that's his name, the Don't Cry For Me Argentina breakup guy, missed a button on his shirt in the men tell all? There was a distracting time.
There was just like...
When they showed Vinny, and all I could focus on was the exposed Derek belly skin. Yes.
And like, I had the benefit of reading these questions before I watched this part of the episode. So I like totally looked for it, and I was like, oh my God. Like, it was just like right beside Vinny's face. It was just like pure stomach. And I was like, oh, honey bunch. No.
So funny. Yeah. I saw a screenshot that Ellie Lasher DM'd. So, I don't know if she tweeted it, but it was pretty good. I totally missed it, but maybe that's a good hashtag Derek.
Or like a
belly
good Twitter
skin.
Account.
Oh yeah, Derek's belly.
Derek's belly.
Nice. Yeah. So he missed a button, missed a spot there. A serial killer Chase. Hi, Amy and Haley. Wait, is this from
This is from our email.
Oh, that's the subject line, right?
Yeah. Also another great Twitter name.
Yeah, exactly. Serial killer Chase. Hi, Amy and Haley. I just thought you guys should know that every time I see Chase on the show, I think he is Luke. I totally think he looks like a serial killer, and that's how you always describe Luke. The only way I can keep these guys straight is to relate them to your descriptions of them. They're all so similar. I see it in Luke a little bit, but I would be way more afraid to be alone with Chase. Love the show. From Kelly. Oh my gosh, we need like a serial killer rankings.
Oh my God.
It's so good. I think maybe the way he speaks, he's just a little monotone. That could be.
Maybe. But they're all so boring and they all look exactly alike. So I understand where you're coming from.
I love it. So she's getting confused because they all look alike now. And then she's a different serial killer one.
We're doing a lot of great for this world, aren't we, Amy?
Yeah, we are. Here's another email. Hey, Amy and Haley, love the podcast, but your last podcast really offended me deeply. Clearly, Chad will be the next Bachelor. LOL, crying, laughing emoji. JK, great podcasting lately. Caleb. Thank you, Caleb. Yeah, that would be amazing if Chad will be the next Bachelor.
I just can't see it happening.
Yeah, we'll just have to live with Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah.
Here's another one. Hey, Amy and Haley. Just wondering if you're covering Australian Bachelor 4 premiering next week on the show from that Dom guy. So thank you. I did hear it was, I think I saw some, because I follow some people from Australia that they were tweeting about it. So I think it premiered, this past week. But I couldn't find it anywhere. I think it's harder to find those shows. Yeah.
Yeah.
But if someone can hook us up, we would maybe only do like a one-off, but I'd love to just sort of like.
Yeah, it's hard enough for us to schedule our regular show. Seriously. But if someone can like send us a link where we could watch it, we'd definitely watch the first episode and at least talk about it. Yeah.
And there's all these other new shows. Are You the One we've talked about that we watched that and we listened to the wrap up with Allie and Brian. And
it's the best show and it's the best podcast and so it makes my heart smile.
Yes. And Married at First Sight is back. So
yeah, I'll have to like watch that one. Pleasure. I watched the first season and like died for it.
Yeah. So good. Here's another email. Hey, Amy and Haley. This week, Chase finally got a little more exciting when he pulled a Michelle Money and left in a fit of rage. But then he bored us again when he came back at the rose ceremony. What do you guys think is going to cause more deaths? Luke's basement torture chamber or Chase's extremely boring personality? Both would be slow and painful. Thanks, Ryder.
Oh, man. We really started something, didn't we?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I think the torture chamber, it just like it had such a head start.
Yeah. Be a little more dramatic. Or Chase's personality mixed with not having a railing in his stairs. That could.
Or maybe Luke's basement torture chamber just is covered in TV screens with like Chase's one-on-one dates on it.
Oh, man. That's so funny. That would be a torture for sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Or a season of Chase as the Bachelor. Oh, man.
Oh, like my, no. That's not happening. Like, let's not even pretend like that's an option.
Ooh, maybe that's how Luke gets the Bachelor, is that everyone's afraid of him and his serial killerness. They're like, here, I'll give you what he wants.
Give me a good edit or else you know what.
At snappy_happy10 on Twitter says, I have a hashtag Bachelor in Paradise question. Will there be Marcus and Lacey engagements or Tanner and Jade engagements? Meaning, will there be real ones, ones that burn out, or ones that seem like for the long haul?
I mean, there's going to be a few, they said. So I'm banking on one of each.
One of each. Yeah.
One of each.
I agree. And I think the...
Because you know about healthy love.
Jared and Kayla. Jayla will be the Janner, I think. Jayla's the new Janner.
Jayla's the new Janner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's make that into t-shirts.
Yeah. Nice. So, yeah, we're excited to podcast about that. It's premiering next Tuesday, right?
Tuesday. Yeah. And Tuesday. So we're going to have to figure out.
Is it moving to Mondays?
Like Sundays and Mondays like last year? Or is it going to just be Mondays? I'm not totally sure.
Please only be one day a week.
Yeah. We're really going to have to figure our S out.
Yeah. Next week, we're going to try to podcast right after the finale at least. So that will come out.
So that'll be out hopefully for you before Bachelor in Paradise.
Gotta have time to get a new logo and all that. So
yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. Haley, where can people find you if they aren't following you already?
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter at @hstrong_ or on Instagram at @hstrong_. Today I posted a picture of donuts. For tomorrow, I have a really great picture of my cat I'm going to post. Or you can follow me on Snapchat, @hstrong28. I posted a picture of something. What did I post a picture of on Snapchat today? Oh, I learned that my hometown now has a Snapchat geofilter.
Ooh.
That's Isn't cool. that exciting?
Yeah.
I never thought I'd see the day.
So that means you can put, like, you can be, like, streaming. Or does that mean that you can, like, swipe and then it shows, like, a little, like, art? Or is
yeah,
that,
so...
Or does that mean that, like, I could look up your town and, like, see, like, a bunch of people celebrating something?
No, it's just...
Just a little art.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's yeah, good
so it says Lake Erie, and I'm really excited about it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Nice. And I am at RHAP Recapper. Thank you for sending questions. Thank you for listening. And we'll see you guys next week. Bye.